now it's official that D'Amico is done for the season. How do you look at your role moving forward?
It increases, obviously, defensively. You know, I was getting comfortable with and very pleased with my special teams role, you know, but at the same time, now I'm called to a different phase of the game. That's to help the defense out. And so things change. Obviously, I have to be more in tune to the details on defense, but really, I think Mike was back for this last game, and that's when I went back to my special teams role. Prior to that, the previous six games, I was focused on defense and then special teams as well. So nothing really changes too much from the capacity of just knowing what I have to do on defense and executing at a high level.
How much will it help that you, Casey, and Marcus had those weeks where you had to replace Michael to get you ready for what you have to go through now?
I think that was huge. That was huge for multiple people, for the players themselves and obviously for the coaches. You know, they were able to go out there and see that we can play at a high level, that we can hold opposing offenses, and and that we can do and execute and do what we need to do to make sure this defense helps win ball games.
How do you think the communication will run on defense? Since D'Amico was the voice, he was the man back there in the middle. How do you think that aspect of it will change?
I think it's put on the shoulders of Casey and myself. You know, now we have to make the calls just so Michael's responsibility and Michael's role doesn't have to change too much. You know, he's already playing at a very high level. He came back last game and did very well. And so we want to make sure that Michael can stay within his role. So Casey and I will make the calls, make the adjustments from a line in the front, getting everybody set, and that I think fits to our strengths.
Can you explain that part a little bit? Because it's going to be, you know, depending on who's in, it could be three different guys making the call. Why is that a better solution than someone like Kendricks, who was probably going to be on the field all the time?
It's just easier because Casey and I are used to being in that Mike backer position and being able to make the calls. It's Mike is more so, he gets to just have the freedom to go out there and do what he does best, and that's just play ball and play at a very high level, rather than now having him have to make the calls, get lined up, and do everything he has to do. Now, when Michael's in with Marcus, if there's a situation like that, Michael will obviously make the calls. But if it's Casey or myself, that's on us. That's on the mic backer. We're the guys with the mics in our helmet, and so we just make the calls and help make the adjustments.
So first game without D'Amico, Cam Newton, quite a challenge there in the backfield for what he could bring, not just with his arm, but with his legs as well.
Yeah, they're nice. They're a good offense. They're a very good offense. They're very balanced. They do a good job running the ball, and I think, though, again, that plays to our strengths. I think we're a very good team when it comes to stopping the run, and we're getting better week in and week out to stopping the pass. So Cam's very dynamic. He can do a lot, but now the challenge is on us. The challenge is put on our shoulders, on me and Casey, Marcus, to step in and make sure we fill the void that D'Amico left us with.